Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners. We've just completed one of the best test matches of all time. All Blacks and the Springboks slugging it out there. A 1-point loss, but in the bigger picture, the response from Albany after 57-0 was important.
Amazing. They restored pride back into this jersey. At the moment, everyone's on a high, not because of the result of the match, but the way we performed. High quality rap before 90 minutes on the day, so can't complain about that.
There was fight, there was determination, and we saw a lot of Springboks come out there with a lot of pride restored.
Each and every single player proved why they deserve that jersey. Yes, a couple of players could have done a bit more, but even the guys who didn't perform well on the day showed a lot of heart, which is what we're looking for in that jersey.
A couple of changes, I think, before the end of the year tour, but we'll get to that in a video in a couple of weeks' time before that tour. And then in the Currie Cup this weekend, it's right at the end of the competition, last round. There are 6 of the 7 teams that still can make it. All 3 games equally important this weekend, and it's literally going to come down to every game that's permutation.
Yeah.
Starting with the Bulls against the Pumas. Bulls on a roll for me. They've got momentum, but the Pumas gave them 50 last time. Both teams need to win that. I see the Bulls winning.
Pumas are not going to thrash them, but Pumas will be competitive. They play smart rugby. They're proven to be competitive in the tournament. It should be a crack on Friday night.
The next game, the Lions Cheetahs on Saturday. Cheetahs are having a 2-week break in Pro 14. They're going to stack it with Pro 14 players. They're going to go for the Lions. They need 2 points to make the semi-finals, but both teams have a chance for a home semi-final.
That's a difficult one because, I mean, like, the Lions played reasonably well against Western Province last week. Cheetahs would be much stronger with those Pro 14 players. And those guys have played together for a decent amount of time. Even the guys who are coming back from the Springboks to the Lions team, they might strengthen them, but the synergy might not be there. That's also difficult, and I can't call it.
Yeah, the Lions have momentum and the Cheetahs players. You got to ask whether it's going to be healthy for them later on in the Pro 14 to these 2 weeks not rest and rather play. That's another question altogether. And then the final game, the Sharks are safe. The Province looking a bit wobbly at the moment and need to win to get a home semi.
They definitely are looking a bit wobbly, and I'm struggling to find areas where they will be strengthened. I just believe they're going to struggle against a very well-coached, very good team. The Sharks beat them at the Midlands comfortably. At home, they'll be a very difficult team to beat. So I think I see Western Province losing as well.
There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to go. My best bet is watch the log after every single game and work it out there. It's the only way you're going to know. That by the coming the end of Saturday, we'll know who the 4 semi-finalists are. And then next week, that's those 4 for the crown. Remember, you can find all these games live on SuperSport 1 this weekend.
And everything will be streamed on our DSTV Now app.
And of course, keep an eye on SuperSport.com for those logs. You'll be able to work out who's in the semi-finals. See you next week.
Cheers.